Good evening. Welcome to tonight's meeting of Bethlehem City Council for Tuesday, August 6, 2019. We'd all please rise for the invocation by Father David Kozak of the Incarnation of Our Lord Roman Catholic Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us put ourselves in the presence of a great power that protects, that affirms, that strengthens us. We call upon your name on this very special day, during this special time in the life of our city, a time of great celebration, rejoicing, appreciation of good art, good food, appreciation of what it means to be a community. We thank you for bringing our city together during Music Fest, and we ask you especially that it be a time of peace, tranquility, and above all, safety, because we also meet when other communities are suffering tremendous, terrible losses. We pray and ask you not to let that happen again. We pray and ask for strength and for power for our governors, those who govern us, to ensure our safety, to bring us into your presence in tranquility, serenity, and peace. May this city be an island of peace in a troubled nation, in a troubled world. May it truly be the house of peace, a true Bethlehem, where the presence of God is felt. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Father. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Present.
Dr. Van Wert?
Present.
Mr. Callahan? Mr. Cologne?
Present.
Mr. Martell?
Present.
Ms. Negron?
Present.
Mr. Walter?
Present. Seeking approval for the minutes for July 2nd and July 18th. If there are no comments, the minutes will stand approved. Moving to public comment on any subject not being voted on this evening. We have no names signed up previously. Is there anyone who would like to make a comment on any subject not being voted on? Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, President Waldron. Ed Gallagher, 49 West Greenwich. Always thank you for the opportunity to speak, and always say, Mayor and Council, fight the good fight. We need you. It's a tough world out there now, especially this week. Fight the good fight. Mayor, thanks for sending that memo to the committees, boards, and authorities that meet late afternoon. Urging them to change their meeting times and to move them here to Town Hall, what I call the People's House, so that perhaps more people can attend the meetings that we have those meetings videoed for future reference. I think one of those authorities, boards, and committees made the right move right away in the right direction of complying with your request. I have been to two or three of the other meetings where they have been discussed, and the response of the members of those authorities, boards, and committees has been sometimes funny and sometimes chilling in regard to facing change just in the matter of an hour or two. So I would hope you would hang tough with some of those who are perhaps holding back. I'd especially like you to keep a little pressure on the parking authority to get them to move to the People's House. They're in a kind of bunker over there in their headquarters, and I've been going to their meetings, and I think, as I said last time, I'm not sure where some business occurs, but it doesn't seem to occur at the meeting. So I think the Bethlehem Parking Authority perhaps should think about coming to Town Hall and being a little bit more in the People's House. But thank you for that, and I hope you will keep that up. council and mayor fight the good fight for the pleas that are coming from the south side. For me, the letter of Lewis James from the South Bethlehem Historical Society, May 22nd, to all of you guys, really struck me hard. I even reposted it just recently on the blog, and I think I'm going to repost it periodically just to keep it in front of me and in front of my my followers. The Gadfly blog has been dominated pretty much since May 22nd by those South Side issues. And, you know, we're in a kind of world where stuff happens so quickly, you forget about things. I'd just like to read some statements in reference to those pleas for help from the South Side. From the Lewis James letter of May 22nd, we write to implore you, to consider the economic impacts progress has on the residents of South Bethlehem and the changes to the character of the neighborhoods. From the statement by Seth Moglen at, I believe, the last city council meeting, where there were several very moving comments by Southside residents. Moglen said there, "Our neighborhood now faces an existential threat. What we are asking you now is this. We want you to develop the tools that city government requires to stop this kind of predatory speculation." And then how about a line from Gadfly number one, Stephen Antalix's recent essay in the Morning Call. This thing about the zoning allowing five people to be considered a family, it is a little bit like the Flying Dutchman. I've only been coming here like a year and a half, but I hear Stephen repeat this thing. It's maybe time to act on it. Bethlehem's planning officer should consider amending the family definition to reflect the wisdom of other college community planners. So fight the good fight for those kinds of things. The parking authority is not here. I think then they will be here August 20th, since they said at their last meeting that in their August 28th board meeting, they are going to sign some papers in regard to the Polk Street garage. It looks to me like the Polk Street is a done deal, but it seems to me that there were three issues that I just don't feel comfortable about. Number one is that question of the ruins lot. I've been reading Jeff Speck, who did a report for the city here in 2009, and Speck says, yeah, do parking garages, but make sure there are no other good options. The option of using the ruins lots, to me, is still in the air. Councilman Callahan shot that down a meeting or two before, but Judge Judy, as I joked on the blog, would consider that hearsay. That was from a conversation he had with somebody from Wind Creek. Is there another option to the garage? How about the thing I think I raised last time? Is it legal, according to our zoning codes or whatever, to put a parking garage at that location? Is it not out of some district and therefore makes it illegal? That question has been raised a half a dozen times over the past year and a half and never answered. And how about the question of total debt service? On the blog today, I figured up, and you got to check the English teacher's math. In 2024, when Walnut Street comes online, the debt service for the parking garage will be 41% of its projected revenue. I don't think I can get a mortgage if my payments are higher than 30% of my income. Is 41% of the parking authority's projected income, is that a reasonable kind of debt service, or is that problematic? Thank you, Kay.
Anyone else like to speak on the subject not being voted on this evening? Mr. Shire?
Bill Scherer, 1898 Avenue, as a board member of the South Bethlehem Historical Society. You know where I stand on some issues. I'd like to suggest that perhaps next year that this meeting of City Council be postponed 1 week, because I came down Saturday, yesterday, and today at 3 p.m. each time, wanting to go to the library. And each time I just managed to find a parking space out of luck. It's just, the parking is just, it seems to be worse than ever. And it's really cuts down on the public attendance at the meetings even more so. So that would mean then two meetings in a week apart, but maybe the second meeting in August could also be postponed a week, and that might still be 2 weeks before the first meeting in September, because August does have 31 days. About parking, the Parking Authority has done it again in Music Fest on Seacon Place, which is the little street just west of here. This year they are only taking one side of the street as a drop-off pickup spot for Uber and Lyft. So you have the one side of the street is fully parked and the other side of the street is fully vacant. And it's only for Uber and Lyft. I don't understand this discrimination against licensed taxicab companies. They somehow do not rate as highly with the Parking Authority as Uber and Lyft. Maybe they have failed to do something that Uber and Lyft have done. Maybe there is some other reason. As some of us know, the attachments, the usual attachments to the email announcing this meeting were not on the email that came on Friday, and they were not available on Saturday on the website, but they were yesterday. But in getting them off the website, I had a chance to study the photo when you get on BethlehemPA.gov or PA.gov. There's this photo. And anybody who's not familiar with Bethlehem would be excused for thinking that it's a city of warehouses. You look at that photo, and the main feature of that photo is the warehouses in the industrial park. I think we could do a lot better with that introductory photo to the city of Bethlehem. One other matter. This is something I'm going to be a nuisance about, I think. I've talked about it before. That's the destruction of perfectly good books at the recycling center. And the city administration is on board. They're willing to do something about it. I've been told that they could have a little place up there and tomorrow. But it's the library that is opposed. I've heard from the person in charge of the book sales that they got more than they can handle, and I'm told that Josh Burke, the director of the library, is opposed to it on the grounds that the money they would get from it wouldn't be worth the cost involved in processing the books. Well, a couple of things. I did appear before the Board of Trustees on this. I'm a former trustee, and they voted that a letter should be sent, and I understood that a letter did go to the recycling bureau where it was probably recycled, and Mr. Burke has been quoted as saying no, he's opposed to it. So the only way to accomplish this, and my feeling is that the library should stand more than for just pure cost-benefit analysis and should be concerned about this. The only option here is, I think, somehow to shame the library into doing the right thing. And the idea is very simple. Have a little place there where people could deposit worthy books, and then a volunteer or staffer would come by and unlock it and do some sorting right there. And the ones that weren't worth preserving go right into the dumpster, and the others come here for the sale. So the one thing that has occurred to me is a council resolution saying this seems to be a worthwhile idea. So I'm going to be talking to people and to you folks, and hopefully we can get something on this. It's not a huge issue. I estimate a couple thousand books a year get destroyed. But it's the principle of the matter, and I think it's a shame that this is happening in a city that prides itself on education and knowledge. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shire. It sounds like the library might be in need of a volunteer to do some sorting. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on any subject not being voted on? Mr. Antonis?
Stephen Antonis, Simpson Ridge. I won't read the whole thing for reason of time. From the unabridged version of what appeared in the local paper, but I would like to highlight some key points that distinguished scholar Professor Gallagher brought your attention to. How do other communities in our state, which are homes to institutions of higher learning, address the student housing issue? The Borough State College, home of Penn State University, Radnor Township, the home of Villanova University, Eastern and Cabrini Colleges, Lower Merion, the home of Haverford and Bryn Mawr Colleges, the City of Philadelphia, the home of University of Pennsylvania, Temple and Drexel Universities, plus a number of smaller schools. The City of Pittsburgh, the home of University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon. And the City of Easton, the home of Lafayette College, all have restricted individuals in their family zoning different to only three. Why? This limit of three makes it unprofitable for landlord to convert to student housing. Listen to this. After extensive research into the matter, Bethlehem may be the only community college in the state allowing five unrelated students to be classified as a family. Mike Bethlehem's planning officer consider amending the family definition to reflect the wisdom of other college communities planners, as Professor Gallagher has read, and not appearing in the printed version. Also, might this potential revision possibly allay the suspicions of many citizens that the interests of non-resident landlords and developers are higher than those of the community? An opinion often expressed by concerned citizens at council meetings. So the question is, let's go back to why is Bethlehem possibly the only college community, allowing five unrelated students to be classified as a family? From the article, it appears that the 40% higher rental profit margin in student housing, possibly only possible in Bethlehem, is not missed by big business. 71 student houses in Bethlehem are owned by Campus Hill Enterprises, whose home office is in Hong Kong. Another non-resident company owning a large number of student houses and a gap but no sign to reflect their name is Stonebridge Properties. And as heard at the last council meeting, the tremendous pressure and threats being placed upon single-family homeowners to sell their properties. It's a direct contradiction of the study that the city has made from Suzuki and others that the key to good community is a single family. So, someone needs to explain to us why five. Why five? And if we don't get an answer, it becomes incumbent upon you at council to get an answer for us. This is a battle that's been going on too long. What's happening is contrary to the welfare of the South Side. So I expect an answer, why five? And why not three? So, can you help us to get an answer?
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on a subject not being voted on this evening? Moving to second public comment for ordinances and resolutions listed on the agenda. Is there anyone who'd like to make comment on any subject to be voted on this evening? Is there any old business from members of council? Moving to communications, communication 6A.
A memorandum from Police Chief Mark DeLuzio with an attached resolution and agreement for the purchase of a duty weapon by a retired officer of the Bethlehem Police Department. Pursuant to the Third Class City Code, retired officers may purchase their duty firearms at fair market value.
Resolution 10D is on the agenda. Communication 6B.
A memorandum from Sean Martell, council member, with an attached proposed ordinance amending Article 349 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Bethlehem, titled Economic Development Incentive Reporting and Evaluation.
The ordinance can be placed on the August 20th council agenda for first reading. Communication 6C.
A rezoning petition from Dennis R. Connell, Form Space Design Architecture, requesting an amendment to the city zoning map by changing the zoning district of two parcels, 11 and 15 West Garrison Street. These two parcels are currently zoned RT, High Density Residential District, and petitioner is requesting that they be rezoned to CB, Central Business District. Petitioner is the sole owner of the subject parcels. Additionally, petitioner owns seven adjoining parcels located on the 700 block of North New Street from West North New to West Garrison Street. The rezoning request is related to the proposed development of a multi-story building.
I will accept a motion to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, September 17th at 7 p.m. in Town Hall.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Reynolds, second by Dr. Van Wert. Is there any comment? The clerk would please call the roll on the motion.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan? Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Communication 6D.
A rezoning petition from attorney James J. Holdinger of Holdinger, Herrick, and Scamilio, representing several joint petitioners, requesting an amendment to the city zoning map by changing the zoning district of several parcels fronting Blake Street from RS, single family residential, to RG, medium density residential. This rezoning request is related to the proposed development of six semi-detached dwelling units to front on Blake Street.
I will also accept a motion to schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, October 1st at 7 p.m. in Town Hall.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Reynolds, second by Dr. Van Wert. Discussion? Clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Communication 6E.
Memorandum from City Solicitor William P. Leeson with an attached proposed ordinance amending Article 941 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Bethlehem titled Parks.
The ordinance can be placed on the August 20th council agenda for first reading, unless anyone has any comments for that. Seeing none, moving to reports. I have no reports, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just two items. Number one, we did receive news from Harrisburg from Senator Brown and Senator Boscolo for some RCAP money. Boyd Movie Theater, $750,000. Riverport, $750,000. And Banana Factory, $500,000. And hopefully that money, especially for the Boyd project, might be able to jumpstart that project. I know Mr. Jefferson will be coming in a few weeks again to discuss the Boyd. And second, I would ask the chief to just give a brief summary of the security and some of the things that have been happening regarding Music Fest. So, Chief.
As you all know, Music Fest is here. Music Fest brings in about 1 million people every year in 10 days into our city of 75,000 people. They come from all over the place. One of the major roles of the police department, along with its federal partners, state and county partners, is to recognize what goes on around the world and what goes on around the country. As you know, the past 2 weekends, we had some horrific shooting incidents in California at the Garlic Festival, El Paso, and Ohio. Since then, and every year, we do field threats against Bethlehem and Music Fest every time it comes, it opens up. As in other years, this year, we do have some threats that we are investigating, along with the FBI and NYPD. One we were able to debunk this morning, one we're still working on. The one that we are working on, I'm not going to go into details of it. Hopefully by tomorrow we should have a resolution to it. But I will tell you and people in Bethlehem that I believe that threat has been rendered unthreatable at this point. Like I said, I can't go into details. What you read in the paper is basically all the information we're releasing at this point. But because of the events from the past weekend and other issues around the country, we did increase security in certain measures throughout the festival. As in other years, when there were incidents of like trucks driving in a crowd, if you know, 4 or 5 years ago, we placed some barriers out there, which was a proper way to stop a truck from doing so in our crowds. We tweak our security plan every year, basically almost every day, because we meet in my office every day to look at what happened the day before and to tweak it and make whatever is needed. So we do have some new security measures this year because of what is going on across the country, and to ignore what goes on around you would be neglect in the law enforcement field. And you have to recognize what goes on around the world and what goes on around the nation, and not think it's not going to happen here. If it can happen in an Amish schoolhouse, it can happen in any community in the United States. And all we're doing is we're being prepared, and I will err on the side of caution at any time to save, to make sure public safety is the number one priority. So that's the best I can describe it without the bulging security plans for the fest and for these 10 days. Any questions from anybody?
No, I don't. Does any member of council have any comments or questions?
If you do, I'll answer them privately, or you can get a hold of me. I'll 16 hours a day for 10 days.
Thank you, Chief.
If I could just make one general comment. We plan for Music Fest 12 months of the year. We have a great partnership with Arts Quest. We work with many various police agencies throughout the year. Maybe the last 4 or 5 months before the festival, we meet monthly. We have a great game plan, but public safety has to be number one. And we tweaked a couple of things over the last couple of days. But there are there's a very good police presence, uniform and undercover out on the north side and south side, with a good number of cameras. And I think all the governmental entities that are involved in this, along with ArtsQuest, I think they've done a very good job, as they did a few weeks ago when we had the incident over at the blast furnaces, when we had Scranton Police here and Doyle, Montgomery County and Lehigh County and Northampton County and Allentown Police and Allentown Fire. The coordination was just remarkable from my point of view. And again, the coordination that we had with all the police agencies involved in Music Fest, not just this year but all the years, have experienced public safety is number one. Thank you.
I have a report to read from Mr. Callahan for the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee met on Tuesday, July 23rd at 6 p.m. in Town Hall. The committee received overviews by administration representatives on 3 agenda items related to proposed budget adjustments. The committee voted to recommend City Council pass ordinances for the following. amending the Gulf Course Enterprise Fund, Non-Utility Capital Fund, and Community Development Block Grant. Tonight's ordinances are on the agenda for first reading. Moving to ordinances for final passage this evening, Ordinance 8A.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Northampton County, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, electing to amend its non-uniform pension plan administered by the Pennsylvania Municipal Retirement System pursuant to Article 4 of the Pennsylvania Municipal Retirement Law. Bill 26-2019 is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion? Clerk, would please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0. New ordinances this evening, Ordinance 9A.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2019 Golf Course Enterprise Fund budget. Bill 27-2019 is sponsored by Mr. Colon, Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Ordinance 9B.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2019 Non-Utilities Capital Fund budget. Bill 28-2019 is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion?
Just quickly.
Yes, Dr. Gilbert.
I'm going to vote against this tonight. I know it's just a symbolic vote, but I'm going to continue to not endorse the plan for the budget for the memorial pool on a single basis that we don't have plans for the community pools, and I'd like to understand what we're doing with the community pools before we dedicate enormous amounts of money to the memorial pool. So I will be voting no tonight.
Any other discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
No.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Nay.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 4-2. Ordinance 9C.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2019 Community Development Block Grant Budget. Bill 29-2019 is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Reynolds.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolutions? Resolution 10A.
Memorandum from City Solicitor William P. Leeson with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. The permittee is Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce buying through its Downtown Bethlehem Association. This agreement adds two additional nights of Tunes at Twilight, August 22nd and August 29th, 2019. Premises is Nevin's Place, adjacent to Sun and Courtyard. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Colon.
Discussion? Clerk, will please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10B.
A memorandum from City Solicitor William P. Leeson with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. The permittee is Arts Quest, and the event is the Semper Fi Fest. The duration of the agreement covers August 17, 2019. The premises is First Street from Founders Way to the Eastern Terminus. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Colon.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10C.
Memorandum from City Solicitor William P. Leeson with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. The permittee is Arts Quest, and the event is Oktoberfest. The event dates are October 4th, 5th, 6th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. The premises is First Street from Polk Street to the Eastern Terminus, Founders Way from First Street to Second Street. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Colon.
Discussion? The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10D.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement to effectuate the transfer of the city-issued handgun assigned to John Cernicki, retired city police officer. Resolution is sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Colon.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Mr. Martell?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0. I'll accept a motion and a second to consider resolutions 10E through 10I as a group and ask the clerk to call the roll on that motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Negron, second by Mr. Reynolds. Clerk, would please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Martel?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Discussion on those resolutions 10E through 10I. The clerk would please read resolutions 10E through 10I.
Certificates of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance are hereby granted for 42 East Church Street to Adam Mugner, 81 West Broad Street to remove old awning sign and replace with plexiglass and new signage, 553 Main Street to update the awning and add decals to the windows, 61 West Market Street to place a sign in the front left garden area of the property, 601 East 4th Street to secure COA to demolish the rear apartment, construct their new rear deck, replace windows, shutters, and doors, and make various exterior alterations. The resolutions are sponsored by Ms. Negron and Mr. Cologne.
Discussion? Clerk, would please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Mr. Martel?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Any new business for members of council? Mr. Martel?
Thank you, President Waldron. I'll be quick. I know everybody has plans here. I even wrote down my thoughts here, so I don't ramble too much. But I just wanted to say thank you to everyone in this room for all your efforts, support, and collaboration over the last few years. It's been a great education for me and experience, and I think together we've accomplished some great things. I just want to say again, thank you to my colleagues sitting up here. Thank you to Mr. Donchez. Thank you to all the department heads and your staffs. And of course, a big thank you to all the community partners as well. I've admired all of your professionalism and character. And there's no question this is a key component of what makes Bethlehem so special. I have no doubt that you'll continue to protect and advance this great city, and I wish all of you the best going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Martel. I can speak on behalf of everyone on City Council, and they're free to add any comments they'd like, obviously, but I'd have to say working with you over the 4 years was a pleasure. Effortless and painless, and I think your ability to communicate and take each issue individually and balance the pros and cons and work out a sensible conclusion is something that I think makes a great council member, and I appreciate your time here and wish you well in your new endeavors. So thank you. Is there any other Mr. Reynolds?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that. I want to thank Mr. Martel for his services as well, and I think that it's been a pleasure serving with you, and certainly your, always rational approach, always very deliberate as far as considering all of the information, was certainly something that I think that this city of Bethlehem benefited from, and I also want to wish you good luck in your next stop. I know that it's you might not be down there forever, so I do encourage you. The city of Bethlehem is better because you served us for 4 years, and I would encourage you if you and the family end up in Bethlehem again, Lehigh Valley. I would encourage you to seek public service again, because I think we need more public servants like you. Thank you,
Mr. Glenn.
Thank you, President Waldron. And just echoing some of the comments already made, Mr. Martel and I got to go through this whole process. Over the same timeline when we decided to run for City Council about 4 years ago, and we've agreed more often than we've disagreed, but the times that we've disagreed, I think we both maintained a level of respect for each other, which I'll carry with me beyond today and future meetings, and all the best down in the Capitol.
Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I've known Sean going back to St. Anne's and known your family for many, many years, and your intern when I was with Joe Brennan as chief of staff. So, we're just not colleagues in a sense, but we've been friends for a long time. I think you've served the city with distinction and integrity. As Councilman Reynolds said, Bethlehem's a better place because of your service. But you really studied every issue, and you were very objective and fair to me and fair to, I think, all your colleagues. So I certainly just want to wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you'll come back to Bethlehem.
Thank you. Now we kind of have to take a little pivot here and touch on what our plan is as a council to finish out the year, which would be the remainder of Mr. Martel's term. I wrote a memo that went out a few weeks ago when the news dropped that Mr. Martel was going to be leaving, and I think your your letter will be dated August 19th. So after I talked to Mr. Spurk to confirm, we have 30 days. Within those 30 days from that August 18th date, we must fill the seat. Each time we've been through this process, it's a little bit different, challenging in its own unique way. This will be my fourth time through the process for a council member, and we also did it additionally for the controller. And I think each time it's been a little bit of a different circumstance. But for me, I think this is kind of the easiest of them and most obvious. I'd like to think we're getting a little better at it as we do it so often, unfortunately, for different circumstances. But for me, there was a pretty clear delineation of responsibility that I thought would be the easiest. Obviously, with a general election coming up in November for city council, we have some incumbents who won the primary and are essentially unopposed in the general election, and one new member of council pending the general election. All those candidates would be unopposed, barring a write-in campaign, which is not likely to be successful, just the nature of the electorate in the city. But Ms. Cramsey Smith is with us this evening, who essentially would be the council member-elect after November, but in all intents and purposes is in that position now already. And I reached out to all the members of council individually, and had conversations with them about what their thoughts were on transitioning and potentially bringing Ms. Cramsey Smith in a little bit early. Instead of starting in January, she'd finish out Mr. Martell's term for those 3 months. And essentially, since she'd be sitting with us through the budget process starting in November after the election, I thought it was the easiest, most painless transition. Nobody had any strong objections at the time, but kind of wanted to think about it a little bit more. So I wanted to have a public conversation about what everyone else's thoughts were on council and what the easiest transition would be as we move forward with this kind of sticky process. In the past, we've accepted resumes, had, as you know, hour-long marathon interviews in public, you know, reached out to people privately. We've done a mix of different things, and I think we're learning from the process as we go. All of that is not required by third-class city code or Robert's rules. The only thing that is required us is that we fill the seat within 30 days. So we don't necessarily need to even have a specific meeting to have folks come in and talk to them. If everybody's in agreement, we can kind of do this a little bit less formally in a large way, where we are all in agreement publicly and we have this conversation now. Obviously, we're not going to take any action this evening until after Mr. Martell's seat is vacant, as well as we need Mr. Callahan here as well. So I just wanted to see if everybody had any thoughts on that process as I had kind of laid it out in that memo, if there's any objections or different ideas that might be in the interest of being fair to anyone who wants to contribute, as well as being fair to the council, and what would make that transition the easiest. So, any thoughts, Mr. Rounds?
No, I would just agree with everything you'd said. I also think that Ms. Cramsey Smith has, as is often the case after primary elections, she has continued the work of meeting with community groups, getting out there. I think she's had several meetings with department heads here in the city of Bethlehem. And I think that in this case, and also in the past, generally, council people-elect have kind of had an informal process and been included in the budget process and those budget hearings. So I think her voice and her thoughts, you know, are going to be included there anyway. And then by the time she gets sworn in, we have a couple of months. And I think it just makes the most sense, especially considering that we just had an election where several individuals had put their name on the ballot and the people of Bethlehem selected Ms. Cramsey Smith. And I think it just makes sense for us to pick her to fill the remaining couple of months here of Mr. Martell's term. Thank you.
Mrs. Rowe?
Thank you, President Waldron. I agree with Councilman Reynolds. In the past, we have done picking resumes from people in the public. I placed my resume before, and I think it made sense then to do what was done, especially because there was a lot of time that was going to pass before the following elections. But in this case, it's just the easiest thing to do. You know, the people of Bethlehem, like Councilman Reno said, elected her, and I think that she's ready. And it only makes sense that she start right now. So it's, you know, this doesn't come with a book with instructions. So I think the sooner you get to sit in here, the better it's going to be for all of us and for her as well. So I agree that we get her in, the sooner the better. Thank you.
Mr. Klum? Thank you. I would just agree with what Councilman, what everyone said so far, that, you know, all things being what they are, come January 1st, Ms. Grace Ramsey Smith is going to sit right here anyway. So why delay the process and go through? And also, why have, if we could avoid it, I don't know, if we don't have to take resumes and applications and field questions and, or make others answer questions, why even have to put others through that process if we already know we're in agreement, which, and again, I echo everyone else's comments that the election's been decided. Why have someone as a placeholder for a few months rather than just give Grace a couple months to get more acclimated to being up here and the process and being more involved in the budget? Thank you.
Dr. Benoit?
I have no objection at all. I agree with you and welcome her to come up early and join us up here.
Great. Ms. Grimsey Smith, I had an opportunity to reach out to you a few weeks ago and kind of had this discussion with you to make sure you were available to step up early. I just wanted to make sure that that was still the case.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. So, you know, after as we move forward, I think that the easiest way to do this would be to, not in this meeting, we can look at potentially doing it maybe the first meeting in September, where we make a motion, essentially, which gets seconded, and we would vote on that motion to appoint you. I mean, we can work out those details kind of in-house here between Mr. Spurk and Mr. Bodoni about making sure that we do it as in a way that is as required. I think in the past we've had a resolution that we voted on as well, so I think that would be a good practice to continue to do that as well. And then we'd have to essentially bring in a judge at one of those, either that first meeting in maybe that first meeting in September, the second one, to swear you in, and then you would sit that evening for your first council meeting. So if anybody has any additional thoughts on that process, we can kind of figure it out in the next couple weeks, but otherwise I think that is the plan as we move forward, unless anything else comes up. Great. Well, thank you for joining us this evening, and continue to enjoy Music Fest. Meeting is adjourned.